Canadian police arrest two teens after shooting incident. Canadian police arrest two teens after shooting incident at Ninja's AIDS home, Toronto, February 9, Social News. XYZ. Two teenagers have been at Ninja's AIDS home, Toronto, February 9, Social News. XYZ. Two teenagers have been arrested in connection with a shooting incident. Arrested in connection with a shooting incident that occurred last week, targeting the home of a Sikh activist linked to pro-Khalistani leader Hardeep Singh Nijjar, a designated terrorist in India. Incident that occurred last week, targeting the home of a Sikh activist linked to pro-Khalistani leader Hardeep Singh Nijjar, a designated terrorist in India who was shot dead in Canada last year. Multiple gunshots were fired in the incident, which occurred just after 1:20 a.m. on February 1 at the South Surrey home of Simranjeet Singh. The Surrey unit of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, RCMP, said on Thursday that their serious crime unit executed a search warrant on a residence in the fired in the incident, which occurred just after 1:20 a.m. on February 1 at the South Surrey home of Simranjeet Singh. The Surrey unit of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, RCMP, said on Thursday that their serious crime unit executed a search warrant on a residence in the 7700 block of 140th Street on February 6. Police seized three firearms and multiple electronic devices during the search. Two 16-year-old males from Surrey were arrested in the 7700 block of 140th Street on February 6. Police seized three firearms and multiple electronic devices during the search. Two 16-year-old males from Surrey were arrested for careless use of a firearm and discharge a firearm with intent. Surrey RCMP Corporal Sarbjeet Kasangha said in a statement. While the two have been released without charges, police said that investigators continue to gather information on the case to determine the motivation behind the shooting. Surrey RCMP takes threats and acts of violence. Surrey RCMP Corporal Sarbjeet Kasangha said in a statement. While the two have been released without charges, police said that investigators continue to gather information on the case to determine the motivation behind the shooting. Surrey RCMP takes threats and acts of violence seriously and we work closely with victims to ensure their continued safety. Sangha said. According to CBC News Channel, a car was heavily damaged in the gunfire, and there were multiple bullet holes in the house itself. Moninder Singh, a spokesperson for the British Columbia Gurdwara's council, identified Simranjeet as a friend of Nijjar, a designated terrorist in India, whose killing outside the city, Sangha said. According to CBC News Channel, a car was heavily damaged in the gunfire, and there were multiple bullet holes in the house itself. Moninder Singh, a spokesperson for the British Columbia Gurdwara's council, identified Simranjeet as a friend of Nijjar, a designated terrorist in India, whose killing outside a Sikh temple in Surrey in June last year triggered a diplomatic row between New Delhi and Ottawa. Jalandhar-born Nijjar moved to Canada in 1997 where he worked as a plumber and led the outlawed militant group, Khalistan Tiger Force. Moninder told CBC that community members believe Simranjeet's links with Nijjar might have played a part in the shooting. He added that the firing came just days after Simranjeet Sikh temple in Surrey in June last year triggered a diplomatic row between New Delhi and Ottawa. Jalandhar-born Nijjar moved to Canada in 1997 where he worked as a plumber and led the outlawed militant group, Khalistan Tiger Force. Moninder told CBC that community members believe Simranjeet's links with Nijjar might have played a part in the shooting. He added that the firing came just days after Simranjeet helped organize a pro-Khalistan protest at the Indian consulate in Vancouver. On January 26. According to Moninder, Simranjeet was in touch with the RCMP to report being followed after protests and fears for his life. Source: Ian's. On January 26. According to Moninder, Simranjeet was in touch with the RCMP to report being followed after protests and fears for his life. Source: Ian's.